Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thomas answered, My Lord and my God. Jesus said, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Dear friends, in Christ, we are in the 40 days of Easter, and really the 50 days till Pentecost. This event happens both on Easter night, the first Easter, and then a week later, the appearance of Jesus in the upper room, showing his hands and side, and as we speak the creed after this sermon, saying the same thing Thomas said, Jesus is my Lord and my God. I love the 40 days of Easter and the 50 days till Pentecost. From Easter Sunday to Ascension Day is 40 days. Jesus gave convincing proofs that he was raised for 40 days. And then 10 days later was the pouring out of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. During these 40 days and 50 days from Easter to Pentecost, we follow exactly the biblical chronology of the life of Jesus and the life of the church. And today we see we are blessed in believing even though we have not yet seen Jesus' resurrected body with our own eyes, we will see. Blessed are we who believe the eyewitness testimony, which is given, the historical evidence for the resurrection of Christ, and the foundation of our faith in Christ crucified and risen. So during these 40 days of Easter, let us join with Thomas in proclaiming the risen Christ as Lord and God. And remember this, the peace of Christ be with you. We're going to look at these texts briefly today because I'm struggling with my voice, as you can tell. We're going to look first of all at the verbs about Jesus, his action, the evidence about Jesus, and then the friend of Jesus, John. In this account of Easter, consider the verbs, the action that Jesus takes on resurrection night and then a week later. The disciples have heard from the women on Easter that Christ has risen from the dead, but they haven't seen him yet. They're behind locked doors. Suddenly, Jesus came and stood among them. Jesus' actual body is raised, but it's glorified. He can pass through the doors. He comes into the room, and you notice he stands. They are sitting. He is standing. What does he say the first time? Peace be with you. And he shows them his hands and side. Peace is found that he was crucified in our place and now is raised. Peace is found in the body of Christ and in the signs and the scars and his hands and side and feet. Peace has been won for us. And he says again, peace be with you. Have you ever noticed how many times in the divine service the words peace be with you are spoken? We need peace. The world doesn't give us peace. The world just brings distress and woes and afflictions. How beautiful that at least three and maybe four times during the service, the peace of the Lord is spoken to you. Hold on to that peace. Those aren't just words. They convey to you the peace won by Christ and assured in his resurrection. Let his peace fill you. Receive it. Believe it. Jesus did establish the office of the keys here and several other places in the New Testament. The Father sent him. Now the Holy Spirit is breathed upon the apostles. The apostles are to forgive and retain sins, called the office of the keys given to the whole church. And in this office of the keys, peace and forgiveness are spoken to a hurting world. And then a week later, because Thomas had not been with them the first time, Jesus came again and stood among them. They had told Thomas, but Thomas did not believe. The first thing Jesus says a third time is, "Peace be with you." And he let Thomas touch his hands and his side. He gave him the evidence he desired. You know, peace must really be important from Jesus to us if he says it three times. And Thomas proclaims, as we're about to proclaim in the Nicene Creed, "My Lord and my God." To truly understand the resurrection in the 40 days of Christ's evidence during the 40 days of Easter is to proclaim to yourself, "I want that peace, and I want that to be my confession. My Lord and my God, give me your peace that surpasses all human understanding." Thomas could believe and see the evidence himself. The verbs show Jesus' action. But what about us? We believe in a Jesus we have never seen with our eyes. How is it we can be blessed, those who have not seen and yet have believed? Here we see the evidence of Jesus. Jesus says, "You have believed because you've seen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You know, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in the book. There are other miracles, other teachings of Jesus we don't even know about. But these are written as evidence that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The evidence for you of his name coming to you is in the word and sacrament. We don't need to try to find it somewhere else. In his name, the resurrected Christ had water poured on you in the name of the triune God and said, "I have connected you to my death and burial and resurrection. My name is placed upon you in baptism." It is in his name you heard absolution today. It is his name that brings us Holy Communion, his holy body and blood. All Christian preaching from pulpits, all Christian teaching can only be authoritative if it's in the name and in the word of Jesus Christ. The evidence to you that the crucified and risen Lord has come to you is in these means of word and water and bread and wine tangibly touching you. The verbs show us Jesus' resurrection. The evidence shows us Christ's resurrection in word and sacrament. And finally, Jesus' best friend, John, tells us about the peace of Christ. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, is risen from the dead, and he is your friend as well. In the epistle lesson today, John, who is Jesus' best friend, is speaking. The disciple whom the Lord loved. You remember John, he was at the one at the foot of the cross. Jesus entrusted his mother Mary to John. John was the one who wrote the book of Revelation and was exiled on Patmos, the island, and was Jesus' closest friend. Not only is Jesus your Lord and God, he is your friend, your risen friend. John, as his friend, said, "We proclaim to you what we heard, what we saw. We looked at him. We even touched the word of life. The Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, because God is light. In the midst of the dark world, we walk in light. We have fellowship with God and with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses us from all sin. When it's cleansed, it's removed. It's gone. He is faithful to forgive us. He says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And that's the friend word, your advocate, your intercessor. Jesus is God along with the Father, but he is man along with us. He's the go-between between God and man. He is one hand in heaven and one hand on earth. Jesus Christ is not only your Savior, but your brother and your friend. You can bring to him whatever sins you've committed, whatever weighs upon your heart, and speak to him as your best friend. This is a friend that will never stab you in the back, that will never reveal your secrets, who will always be your intercessor, your advocate, and your friend. John adds one last word. He's the propitiation for our sins, not only for ours, but for all the world. That word propitiation comes from the temple service. When the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle the blood over the covering, over the Ark of the Covenant, which was solid gold, and the angel's wings faced each other. And when he sprinkled the blood over the Ark of the Covenant, over the mercy seat, propitiation means I will see the blood over the mercy seat and I will forgive. Over the mercy seat of the cross, Christ's blood was spilt. Christ, who gave that blood then, is our covering, our ark, our temple, our righteousness, and our friend. So in conclusion, Jesus says, peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Thankfully, God has continued to give the office of the keys to the church, preaching, teaching, baptizing, absolving, and communing. These gifts are given to the whole church, and they're publicly administered through the office of the ministry as pastors faithfully administer these gifts for your edification, so sins are forgiven, and so people who will not repent are rebuked, so that we may all believe and have life in his name. So rejoice in the 40 days of Easter. Be blessed in believing. Follow the verbs, Jesus' actions for us. Look at the evidence, Jesus' risen body for us. And rejoice that in Jesus, like John, you have a friend. Proclaim in the creed, my Lord and my God, that you may have life in his name, and his peace may be upon you always. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.